This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
We are joined by our favourite money lady.
Favourite.
And it's not just because you give us money.
No, it's not just because of that.
No,
because
we're still waiting for my Christmas card with my, like, $2 in it. And you know, couldn't give $2 in your Christmas card anymore. You it's a coin.
It used to be, like, sticky taped. That's what I got, the $2 that's sticky taped in the card. And I loved it.
My grandma used to give us 10.
Oh, rich family.
Yeah.
No, we were not that rich. We were not rich at all. That was my $2. That was it. Done.
$2 and the good old green. Now, green.
I'm not that old. Yeah. Mine was a coin attached.
Don't pretend. I'm going back to the... I've actually still got card that my grandparents gave me, and it's still got the green $2 in it.
Oh, I love
that. And I thought, oh, you've got to keep it. It's an old.
Why not? Note. It's probably worth more now.
Hey, but really, you are lovely here. You've come all the way from Clover Financials to tell us all about
Christmas spending, really.
I'm scared to say it.
Yeah. And a lot of people are. So remember earlier in the year we talked about Christmas clubs with Mikey.
Sorry, I didn't. I listened, but I didn't do it.
I listened from out there. I know all about it.
I also didn't do anything.
Really? Do you also give great advice but sometimes don't
take
follow it?
That's a bit naughty. But we also, my family has a lot of rules around Christmas now. So we don't overspend anymore. We've got a Kris Kringle between the adults.
That's a good idea. It's a one present, to buy 10 or,
$50 limit, one present. And then the children get presents.
Yes.
Until what age?
Well, my daughter's 24. She no longer gets presents, but then she's someone else's mother now. So,
she's now an adult. 24, my mum, this was when it was a bit too, we did that too. Mm. But they made us adults at 15. And I was like, this isn't fair. We were so we were in the adult one at 15, but yet we couldn't have the booze.
But I think you should be, because at 15, what do you want? You want iPhones, Nintendo Switches. I mean, they're all $1,000 presents.
They're not $50.
They're not $50.
But you're not going to. There's not $50. You want to be one of the kids, so that when you're the kid, you get you get lots of $20 presents. Do you know what I mean? As opposed to one $50 present. So yeah.
Although, a lot of people go and just overspend to compensate for that little, I haven't given enough love, or I haven't given enough anything over the.
Oh, of course.
And watch that spending. When you get into Kmart and you start buying a whole lot of little bit of junky presents and have a $300 bill at the end of it, take a moment. You don't have to pay that bill. You can just sit there and take a moment and start taking things out of your trolley again.
Yeah.
You don't need to be Father Christmas.
So how much is enough spent on someone to show them that you love them?
Oh, look, I think you get more love out of making something for someone or actually telling them.
Graphs, but
I can remember one Christmas I had bought myself a fridge and it was pretty big and I had it lay by. The Christmas day, the kids were still playing with the box the fridge came in and not even caring about. I mean, they painted it and they put curtains in. It was a big fridge box. Yeah, and I'm thinking, I've just lay by'd all these presents in Kmart for the I used to go. Years ago, you used to be able to get the no deposit lay by for toys. So then I'd go in each week and add a little bit of money.
Mm.
But I used to have, I think it was like I wouldn't spend more than $80 on each kid.
But you had three kids.
I had three children, low
budget as well.
But I'm laughing, I'm thinking I spent all this time buying your Lego and you're still out there playing with the box the fridge came in a week ago. Yeah.
So I say make the present. My brother makes the best chili jam or ducker or something like that. He saves up the jars all year and puts them in these glamorous little jars and it looks fantastic and you feel loved because he's made something for you.
Oh, that is good.
But it is a bit cheesy and I know it's a bit cheesy.
Not at all. Look, so let's just say we've got here now, I have overspent.
Yes.
What am I going to do in the new year? I mean, because we're going to find ourselves, that's when our rates come in. I mean, it just seems to be January comes, every bill that you've ever forgot about turns up.
Yeah. January, February. And February as well is a rates month and it's a all your credit
kids
card
back to
bills.
School.
Oh, really?
Kids back to school for new school shoes, backpacks. I mean, the list just goes on and on. So, yeah.
Save exactly. Us. So this year, we're going to make a New Year's resolution.
Okay,
we're
I'm
going
to
make it at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And we're going to say to ourselves, how much did I spend this Christmas? What did I spend it on?
Yeah.
And I've got no problem with people giving generous presents and all that sort of stuff. I love getting a present, personally.
Yeah, yeah.
But budget for it. Know that it's coming. You know that Christmas is coming every year and you don't do anything different.
Yes.
So this year, we're going to put $10 or $20 aside every week. And we're going to put it into a little Christmas club savings account.
Yes.
And we're going to put it aside and not look at it. It's going to be in a different bank than the bank that we normally bank at, so we can't even see it.
That's
a
good
idea. Can we make it automatic?
And we can make it automatic.
Oh, that's good. So you don't have to actually think about it anymore. It's not in there. It's done. So
exactly.
That's a good idea.
$10 a week, we've got $520 by the end of the year.
Oh, wow. I'd just go on a holiday. I'd forget everybody else. I'd be like,
exactly.
Oh, sorry, I'm skipping Christmas this year.
Maybe. Do whatever you want.
But it's not just the presents, and we always talk about how much we spend. I mean, I was down at Queen Vic Markets getting our ham. Oh, my God, have they gone up in price as well?
Yes, I mean,
it's a beautiful ham, and if we're going to buy one. And it wasn't just that. So by the time you bought the turkey and the ham, it was a lot of bloody money, and we haven't even gone to all the rest of the bits that have come out with the day. So you're spending $520 on your Christmas lunch.
On Christmas, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so what is that all in that? So do we have a budget?
Yeah, we have a budget. So you work out how much you're going to spend at Christmas time. So if you're going to spend $1,000,
$20 a week.
$20
a week. Oh, my God, that's such a good thing. Why didn't I start this before? I'm a bit sad.
And I'm going to remind you through the year that that's what we're doing. So you're going to check in on your Christmas club.
And next time we'll also have to, maybe even if you're planning a wedding, do that. That might be a good thing. just
rather than get to the day before the wedding and
two days. I've got 2 days. Don't you speed me on. Don't you speed me up. 2 days until then. That would also be a good idea for
people
doing
weddings. Well,
that's
what we've got to start thinking. I think we've started saving a little bit too late for our wedding next year. I think we might have to postpone it a year.
Yeah. Is this a breaking story?
Oh, ooh. No. I think we talked about it. Wayne and I'd been together 20 years next year and he'd like to get married.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just
don't be all romantic.
Hey,
I'm hoping by that stage someone better comes along.
But do the $40 a week.
Sweetheart, $520 and that gives me $1,000.
No, that's $20 a week gets you $1,000, so it'd be $2,000. We could have a beautiful wedding in that.
Do you know how much Vera Wang costs? Oh. I'm going to need way more than $2,000.
Yeah. But we can get Vera Wang imitation china made for you. You know that, don't
you? Wang. So, yeah.
Phoebe, it's so wonderful to have you here. What are your plans for Christmas?
So my plans for Christmas are to stay in Melbourne for a change. And that was the other thing. Lots of people have to travel at Christmas, so save up for that as well.
Yes.
But my plans are staying in Melbourne and going around to my brother's for a beautiful 8-kilo turkey.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. That sounds good.
That sounds like you've been really frugal there too. That's quite clever.
They're all over it. Yeah,
you,
exactly.
You literally have to pay the Uber and that's it.
All right. So we're going to get through Christmas. We've already buggered up our financial for this year, but 2020 is a big year. So if I need to come and see you, how do I find you?
You find me on www.cloverfinancial.com.au. You find me on Clover Financial on Facebook or on Instagram.
Easy
to find.
Easy peasy.
I'm booked in 2nd of January and I'm starting next year off fantastic. 2020
Absolutely.
Is the year of bling, bling, money.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.